This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. I'm saying evening news, even though we're taping this in the morning, because as much as I wanted to talk to Jim Lee one last time before he left the building, I didn't want to have to make him stay here till 5 o'clock to do it.
If necessary, I would have come back. I probably wouldn't have stayed the whole time, but I would have come back.
Yeah, way to take one for the team then in that case. thanks for taking a few extra minutes here this morning before you head out the door for the last time.
So. Oh, it's my pleasure. And thanks to everybody who's just been so kind today, especially, but all through the years in helping me do what I do here at WGIL.
22 years you've done sports, you've done probably some news, some farm, and some other stuff here. Is there any one thing in that time that really sticks out in your mind as a memory? I know you were talking with Tom about the, what was it, the 97-98 streaks not long after you started, but is that a memory or is there something
certainly.
Else?
And I think that's one for everybody in the community that was involved in that. When your team gets second place in the state, that doesn't happen very often.
No.
And especially just being my second year doing the sports and really getting to know Brad Benowitz at that time and forming our relationship as a broadcast team. And that was outstanding. I think that and probably when I was assigned to be the farm director too, because it was something I never really envisioned myself doing before.
Even though you've kind of had a little bit of a family history in agriculture?
Yeah, and the thing was, it's kind of interesting. Sometimes you look back at your life and you kind of see the hand of God. I've always thought because I grew up on a farm, but didn't really want to be a farmer because it was too much work.
Well, I grew up in the hog capital of the world, so I think somehow agriculture had to be in my life somehow. So
yeah. Right. So those things just happened, and you know that opportunity came up, and I said, well, sure, I'll give that a try. And there's so many things that went along with that and so much of it, the agricultural community in Knox County and the surrounding area just embracing what we were doing here and coming in and being a part of that. That's been a huge story.
I've said it a lot about news that this city and this area is so unique in terms of news and the amount of news there is to cover. But I get that sense as well, also about sports, especially obviously, but also about that agriculture aspect.
Oh, no question. I mean, it was one of those things where you go back a number of years, and I don't remember listening when Don Teal was here.
Yeah.
But what a great job he did for agriculture, and then you know there was a little lull there, and you know I was told that agriculture broadcasting got to be a fairly lucrative thing among many stations there for a while when there were many companies that were advertising, and so I kind of got on board at a time when then things started to shrink down, consolidation, companies bought companies, and so ag broadcasting, you know, now is not quite what it was in terms of nationally and statewide is what it used to be. But still, on the local level, which is where you want to concentrate anyway, I just, you know, I told you this morning, I've got pages of people whose names. I just sat down in about 20 minutes and knocked out all these folks that have helped me so much.
That's crazy.
In agriculture, in just right here in this listening area. I just can't say enough for all the folks that have chipped in to help us out with our farm broadcasting.
Is that the thing, outside of obviously the technology we use to do our jobs, is that the one thing, the agriculture aspect, that's changed the most, would you say, over the last couple of decades for you?
Yeah, I would say so, because seasons come and seasons go in the athletics, and we've enjoyed that. But it's been, you know, one game kind of flows into the next. Agriculture, yeah, has probably... It's a roller coaster, because you go through the times where the farmers are doing pretty well, and then you go through times like now where it's getting to be very difficult to turn a profit. Yeah. When I was first starting, we had loan deficiency payments. I would read the prices every day because the prices were so low. And for several years when I was starting, part of the farm report was the LDP. And then that just went away. Prices really took off. Farmers made great money for a number of years there. And now we're starting to edge back down to where it's tough again.
I had forgotten about loan deficiency payments, because I think there was probably at one point where I think I was convinced to fill in for you giving some of the market numbers a bunch of years back, and I had no idea what I was reading or doing. But as I said on the morning news today, you made it easy. And I think that you made it, sports as well as farm, so easy for people to understand, even especially sports, for someone like me that barely knows you know, balls and strikes, but
I'll give yourself credit. But yeah, you know, it's, and I've always said it's, I'm not that smart to make it complicated. So I just know enough to run with it. And, so yeah, I appreciate that. It's always, both of those things have always been an interest. And I think you found that out too.
Yeah.
If you're really interested in something, you're going to do a better job of it.
Oh, totally.
Radio or what have you. And I found, you know, some things that I was generally interested in to be able to communicate.
Was it difficult to come to the decision to retire? I know that there were probably some outside circumstances that played into that for you, but was it still difficult to, I guess, kind of pull the trigger, if you will, and say, yeah, I think it's time to go?
Yeah, and I think, you know, in some respects, it's the hard part is we get into routines in our lives, and it's kind of scary to break out of, thought of breaking out of a certain routine that's been your comfort and your rock for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the relationships with the people that you work with, that's the hardest thing, to just you know, walk out the door, and you almost feel like you're abandoning the other people. But that's kind of the way, you know, everybody, I think, goes through that in retirement. On the flip side, no, the thought of, you know, having weekends in September or December, you know, not having to go out to ball games and have your schedule quite so made out that way, and not having to get up quite so early in the morning. There are those things that make you smile and go, okay, yeah, I would like to try how the other half lives here for a while and see how it goes.
My dad retired. My mom is still working, but you're, and I think what may be kind of a unique position in that you and your wife Linda are retiring at pretty much the same time.
Yeah, she just retired last month from Carl Sandburg College, and a teacher out there for a long time in computers, and when she left was the technology IT director. And you know, again, she loved the people she worked with, but in the month that she's been off, she really has enjoyed not having the stress that
oh,
went along,
sure,
with that. And so we're looking forward to maybe taking a few more trips, and as most retirees do, getting some things done on our list around the house and yard that maybe we haven't paid attention to over the years. And so
we joke, it must be kind of an interesting relationship, because you've joked over your lack of technology prowess over the years, but that's all Linda does is technology.
I mean, I don't know what I'd do without her in so many areas, but in that one, and I think it's actually become a bit of a crutch to me, because she's so good at it and just sets me up with what I need. I don't really invest much time there, because it's one of those things where it doesn't interest me. If I had to broadcast and talk about technology all the time, I wouldn't do it, because I just, you know, some people are fascinated by that. They're just drawn to the, and that's what Linda is. She's just drawn to the latest stuff.
I don't know. I heard you talking this morning about that facial recognition scanning test software. I thought you really knew your stuff there for a second.
Well, I find it interesting. I, of course, don't understand it, but I did find that kind of interesting. So
yeah, we're talking about software that's rolling out at airports,
uh-huh,
for security,
sure,
measures and for the airlines and things like that. Before we wrap up, Jim, any final thoughts that maybe we're talking before you're doing the midday, but assuming there's something you're missing or won't have time to say on the midday, I'm going to give you a chance to say it now if you want.
Well, again, I have been so blessed. Thank you to everyone who has helped out. And as I was telling you, I wrote down all these names, and I don't know that I'll get a chance to actually say them all on the air or not, but there are so many others that I'm sure that I've forgotten about that made contributions. Not only the information that people bring in here, whether it's farm or sports or you know, even Pastor Lee Nygaard just walked down the hall and,
yeah,
became a good friend over many years. He come in weekly to record, and Dave Scholl, and on down Al Hayden, you know, for years I went down there and recorded Al's sports show, and just got to the friendship of the people, as well as the information that they bring, it has been remarkable to me,
mm-hmm,
especially in the agriculture side, where I really didn't know that much other than, you know, walking beans and a few of those things when I was a kid, and what I loosely learned from Dad. And I've been educated gently by so many in the agriculture field and on the midday and you know, on the sports side of things, came in with a little more knowledge. But so many coaches that you talk to, and even on, Will, as you know, on Saturday mornings, we have guests come in,
yeah,
for long form interviews, and they don't get paid. I mean, they come in because they love what they do. They have a heart for it. Or they want to help the community understand whatever it is.
And they trust us to help them get through that discussion.
Yes. And as I said earlier this morning, radio is a community effort because we can sit here and talk into the microphone, but our knowledge is limited in a lot of areas. But when the community comes in and force and talks about what they know and expert peace and in their experience, then it becomes interesting. Then it becomes vital to the community. So
we were talking off the air the other day. You could go back to detasseling once again if you wanted to. Now
I could. I don't know that I want to complete that circle just yet. Now, you know, after I'm retired for a year, and then if it looks like maybe the budget situation isn't going to be as rosy as maybe we had planned, I may have to look into something like that. And you do. You want to keep busy. I don't want to just sit around and watch watch game shows and sit in a rocking chair.
What's wrong with watching game shows, Jim?
Well, okay, at length.
Okay.
I guess I should say just do nothing but watch ball games. It's
better. Yeah.
You still want to be involved. I still feel like I've got something to give, and I'm not really sure. I've been praying about, God, what would you have out there for me to do in this phase of my life when the time comes? So that's probably a bridge we cross pretty soon, but for right now, we're just going to do a little traveling and kick back and see where it takes us.
I said it's kind of hard for me to do because I've been in news for so long, but you're so laid back, and you're probably, frankly, one of the nicest people I've ever worked with.
Oh, well, thank you.
and you're going to be missed here greatly, and I appreciate everything you've done for me and for WGIL and for all of our stations here. So, Jim, thank you.
Really, really appreciate those sentiments. And as I said this morning, so much of what you have done sitting in that chair while I'm out running around at farm events over the years and recording other things, and it's been a lot of work. And you're just so steady here. We're just thrilled to have you back here as well. It was a long drought.
I'm flattered to be back, but it's not going to be the same here over the last couple of months, because you're not going to be here, so I'll miss you a great deal.
Well, thank you so much, Will. I really appreciate it. It's been great working with you.
Thanks so much, Jim Lee. One more time this is probably the first time you've been on Galesburg's Evening News, hasn't it?
I think so.
And it's going to be the last time you're going to be on Galesburg's Evening News.
Well, who knows? Maybe I'll become smart at something and come back and tell you about it.
There you go. Well, I would love to have you if that becomes the case.
If I do, I'll call you and say I've gotten smart.
Jim, thanks for everything.
You bet.
Stay tuned. Ralph, sports and weather next on WGIL.